This morning I'm turning to the book of James chapter 4. James chapter 4, and I'll read from verse 13 down. Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, you will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. But that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings, all such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. This morning I want us to think on the subject, the obvious but the most ignored truth about life. The obvious but the most ignored truth about life. And okay, yes, some way I can if I see a dream in some way just said idea. Okay. So Apostle James here reminds us of the transiency of life, the shortness of life, the temporalness of life, and why it must be lived in accordance with the will of God. That life is short, life doesn't take long, then it is gone. And that if it must be lived, it has to be lived according to what God has told. Abrabo and I say, Inquire is swat, name reswa. And I say, Ye bear, Nasu, Inquire mu as I see swat. Or say, Emrani swantino, or say, Ye trans on Yakupone pair, but they are to hold a mind. Because it's God who has made all things, He has made life, and all events that anyone's life will go through in this life, and whatever issue that comes out of life, whether sorrow, whether joy, whether gains, losses, it doesn't matter if the person is a Christian or not, because the Bible tells us God reigns on the wicked and the good and the wicked. So we all enjoy mercies from God. So all our lives are in His hand, whether we recognize this or not. Yeah, I'm from what Erade Yankupon is saying, sir, yeah, you two man, I see and you know. Stand it here, young one, why would you say? Oh, no, no, boy, young one. Now, and you might be as I see so far, and if I better not what I is, the best person I brought home here, Yankupona, and that's an animal. So it is wise to live to him. So before we go on, you see that what James is telling us, if we are very, very wise, and we consider matters, then we have to realize this, how life is short and how life is uncertain, and how such things will drive us to seek for eternal life, which endures forever, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ, which God has willed for us. You see, said the air says, the James far and come said, and come resa. And you always see what Bravo Munzo no. You knew to me, you're doing that, I have a bravo. And you know, you knew the best yours, and I wasn't at you.
Na mka se se ye dwe san se mu ho nyan se mu pa dia. Akọ se ye hu sa nyoma James K. Na mmom no epoye epiaye de hwe down kwa we Kristo mu. Se die Nyankopon eh ene pese ehia yenne adeboye fo ehia fo wonim a ye ni papa bia wonim no. Se embre sama ye ebe kesa nyoma na ba ye kra. So that then we as needy sinners who seek for the life which God has promised for us, because then this present life is short. This present life has so many uncertainties. So if we are wise, we will rather seek for that life which God will give us, that will live on for eternity, which will give us joy at the end of this temporal life. You know that God has never said that all of us will be rich in this world. God has never said that all of us will be healthy in this world. But he has said that for salvation, if we seek it, each and every one will have it. To seek for salvation for our soul, that one is sure. He has said it that whoever will believe on Lord Jesus Christ will save. The worker, Nyakupong, and comes towards the end, we are seeing it. On comes towards the end, we are seeing it. Debia ebe ehia ko bia isafo bia eya ahwadenfo nso aye embrom omo wo embrom na mmom se ibenya nko Yesu Kristo mu na ya ji ye fi boni mu de nyakopon ahyegba do so obibia obi Yesu Kristo edi no obenya nko eno de nyakopon de ate wo se obibia obe presa de we no e won kure mu no obenya. So he said that God has a better thing for us beyond this temporal life. And he has promised to give us if we seek it. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ himself told us in John chapter 7, verse 4, he says that, and this is the will of him, referring to his Father, that sent me, that everyone who seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. This is the will of God for us, by sending his Son into this world, so that whoever believes on him, that he died on the cross of Calvary, for my sin, for your sin, believing in that, God has promised that but may have life which will grant a better life after this world. When this life comes to an end, you will enjoy the life God has promised. Yes, unbelievers will also have everlasting life, but it is called everlasting death, because there will be no joy, there will be no comfort. There's nothing to comfort them. They will suffer for it. So now the Bible talks of eternal life for only those who rest their hopes in Christ Jesus. When Christ died on the cross, that's what he did for us. Say Christo, send the anosuna, oko shwe ni moja guye. I don't know what to my yenia, yeni umpa, yenia, yeni treme, yeni any papa bia or a radia kupo ni mino. Say, ye di ere tunu suwa, or the sa, and your mama webe mine. Free, yen brehu, yen yen huwe jume bia. So the Lord Jesus Christ tells us the hope for the future, eternal and happy life, depends on faith in him. Say, even in that swa, I want to say, that he, even in that down, I want to say, we are supposed to be what? We are seeing, and it has so been hope, am I? There's no hope if the Lord Jesus Christ is not there. Why is this so? Because it is by his death on the cross alone that satisfies the wrath of God. If you say, Christo, you who are a pen to me, a senior who can never be sure I won't want to. Don't question Christo Munas or Becata or Sua or Bayo, Grand Cobia, Yakupo Fushu, and the Faust. Is a man is a poet, give to Noah, I can't say, Angel of Death, or Baba, Fa, a Cronus, no Kunkun. Abakan Fuenya, Nawa, Jimu Janabaya, Okuan, who are with. So when we are in Christ, we are covered from the wrath of God against even our own sins, which we have done against God. So now come to my text. Verse 30. Go to now, you that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. So here James invites us to consider the foolishness of boasting about the future. Say it is foolish to boast about the future. You, the go to now, the words like, come now. Normally, the Bible, if you go to Isaiah, say, come now, let us reason to you. So, like, James said, come, you are you that you can say, boast you that today
or tomorrow we'll go to such and such a place and make business and make profit for ourselves. This example that he is the example of the common policies of traders in those days. In those ancient times, traders would travel maybe from one place to go and live in a city for maybe a year or so. When they are going there, they will definitely take some wares in their own land. So when they go and sell it, then they will buy some there. Then maybe after a year they will move on to other place, go and sell it and make. So according to how it is, they will move around there. By the time they will return back home, they have made a big fortune. Then they will come and rest, and then they are rich people, and they do what they do. I read a history. I listened to some commentary on a Chinese fleet, and the person said that before the Europeans navigated the oceans, the Chinese did, because that empire had a fleet of over hundreds of ships. So they would take wares from China and travel all over the world, and they would for years. And after they return, when they return back to China with all the gold and whatever they have got. So this is a similar example James is using here. That a trader will go and trade and get gain. But the main lesson about it is not just about the traders. It's just an example of how people go about life. It's about the foolish confidence that people may have about tomorrow. The confidence that people foolishly may have about tomorrow. But the idea of somebody thinking he can just wake up and go and sell and make gain without considering God who gave him life and his purpose and work for him is boastful gain. It's a vain and boastful act to wake up and say, oh, for me, I'm going to do business here. And make profit as if your life is in your own hands. So the main lesson here is that the foolish confidence which James is trying to let us think that it's foolish to go about life thinking that tomorrow is sure and certain for you. Why you don't know about your life? So many think and project about their future as if they own their lives. Many you just wake up, he thinks, I want to do that, I want to do that, I want to do that, and that's all. As if his life is in his hands. Many will not say with their mouth that I don't care about God, and that I'm the master of my life, but their actions show that they don't have that mind that God has made them, and that God has a will and purpose for them, which they have to see. But they think of what they can do. In Proverbs 27, verse 1, we are told that boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. He said, boast not thyself of tomorrow. You that you live as a person, never boast of tomorrow, for you don't know what today or tomorrow may bring forth. You don't know tomorrow there will be death or life, or tomorrow you may be sick or whatever. Tomorrow you may not be able to accomplish your aims or projects. So don't boast about tomorrow. Say, Proverbs 27, verse 1 says, men who are more watching, if you say, we need your child, the bro. And the crowd said, you said, you are not saying, you need the bro. And this boasting about life even affects people about their repentance. How people are so confident that tomorrow they will repent, not today. How people are confident that, oh, okay, I've heard the gospel several times. But this is not the convenient season. Like Felix. Felix, as a Roman governor, had opportunity to hear Apostle Paul about the gospel. He even called him to ask him about the faith, the gospel. And when Apostle Paul had reasoned with him of sin, the judgment, and how we need righteousness in Christ, he said, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. He said, yes, I've heard you. There seemed to be a conviction. He said, no, maybe he has said himself, no, I have so many things to do. So many things to do, which if I commit myself to Christ, it will hinder me. Do you know tomorrow? This man, we are never taught if ever he ever heard the gospel again.
We are never told that he ever repented. But when he heard the gospel, he said, go that way for this life. Many people in their mind, when they hear, repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are sinners. There's going to be judgment. Yes, they know they are sinners. Yes, they know there's going to be judgment. But they are not ready. But it's your life in your hands. Do you own your life? Do you know tomorrow that the message you hear to repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you may have the opportunity to hear it again or not? But many go on like that. God is only merciful to us. If every never I've been sacred of one, so I'm best sacred of one. If you want, I'm going to be righteous, you should remember. I'm going to say that if we saw office or China or man, office or China, about by 21 to science, maybe you know, maybe you're so young and you may go abroad, maybe I'm the subaru or maybe I'm the other just as one is here and hope I share. And I say, I'm going to push this. I drain all the two edges. Oh, remember my bravo kakra. I do maybe I bet you yes. Let me go say. Who are we in Sano? Ochina, we need the best Ochina. Bible in the church said, Men, you have five, you have one say a name, you have a Ochina. Not because of Felix, not a Roman governor, or the Apostle Paul, our church, you know, in St. Panim, or the Ape, and I say, call Emrefu Romuno, Mefrewaba, Emran, who said, you have one coming. You are in trouble or Sakrai. It's even the public grace, you know, to say, Felix. I'm on quite a seminal, I'm on push you call, you don't push that, and more come money. But idea, what is that? Also, he said, the way I know, Nippon, who by Yamu, and he knows how your life will end. And he's only showing mercy to us so that we repent. Okay, verse 14. Whereas, ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor. That appearance for a little time and then vanishes away. Why James is telling us not to wake up and think of tomorrow to be sure and certain for us? It's because whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? So here he reminds us of the uncertainty and the brevity of life. Not only that our plans can be defeated, but also life itself is uncertain. The life we have is short. It's not only that our plans are uncertain. So this is the reason why we cannot be confident of the future. Life is short. We don't know where our life will be cut short. You know, the future of our lives are on earth is unknown to us, each one, everybody. And yet, it's the most neglected idea. People, you talk to people are talking about their plans. They forget that tomorrow is unknown to us. And mostly these false prophets of today, they have given some confidence to people that they think that for them they have to live to 90 years before they leave this world. And then people think that they have more years. So they have more years to do many things. What a idea which is against the Bible. Why the Lord, the Bible invites us to think of now and to deal with God now. These prophets are telling people that, oh, you have so many years to live, and that God is blessing you. So you just think of the success and go for it.
These so-called prophets who promises people about how people will live 90 years and other. Themselves, when they're about to either get sick or die, all of a sudden we hear that, oh, this so prophet or pastor is sick and he's dead. And yet he's promising people of what? A longer life. And yet people are taking it. What a tragedy. So James is telling us, whereas you don't know what shall be on the morrow. This expression, who knows tomorrow, is it not very common in our expression? It's the same as what James is telling us. I mean, people say, who knows tomorrow?
when people are, they talk, they say this, and yet they don't consider the meaning of it. The same person says, who knows tomorrow? And yes, he has big plans for tomorrow that he thinks that surely he has to get it. Who knows tomorrow? It is true that we don't know tomorrow, but yet how people make it as if it is false that we know tomorrow. A day or an hour may defeat our best conceived plans. You see, this tells us that what? Tomorrow we may live or die, we don't know. And then we have to prepare. Each and every hour a time of preparation for the future. When the war started in Ukraine, I think early week, the first week, I listened to BBC and they called. There was a Ghanaian student in Ukraine and she was caught up in the host. In the dormitory or so. So she didn't know where to go. So I think she called and they were trying to connect so that they can help her. This student, she has gone to Ukraine to learn. And yet, here's the war. All the plans, everything is caught up. And now Ukraine is now a dead country. Who knows tomorrow? She never thought in a few hours there will be bombs flying overhead. But now she was caught up. I don't know if she was able to. They were able to locate her and bring her out from that place. Even look at our own friend Chris and Achu. They won a game, and then a few hours it was dead. Did you know that he was going to die? I learned that they said that before they've been there. They were even playing poker or something after the game. They were just entertaining themselves. You see, what life people live in this life, and even at a moment of their joy, then their end comes. You see, how this wants us that we should all prepare that whether we are in sorrow or in happiness, our life may end. So, Jesus is telling us, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. We all know that we cannot see beyond this hour. As we sit here, we don't know the next hour. It's the same. Like this morning when I was coming, I was driving then, my car broke down. So I have to be late. I didn't know I was going to be late today. If it was an accident, I was gone. Who knows tomorrow? We all don't know tomorrow. Even the next hour, we don't know what is going to happen to us. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm saying if you see a better great fear for me, you need to be seeing you. Na me kasa no pe me ba me driver na me accident me car no break it down. I say me jam na me late. The sorry me link pass me late. Ewa sorry me. That is how life is. I never prepare for it. I just come. So you see, what James is telling us is very very great thing to think about. Who knows tomorrow? So you see, when we talk of salvation, this is the present hour to seek salvation for your soul. This is the hour. There's no time to think of tomorrow. We cannot be sure of tomorrow, as I've narrated. And they can't quite just someone. In the any sir, embrace a same or so can quite just walk around. If you see any more, and if you see any more, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 4 verse 7, it says that today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. If you hear the gospel of ideas, if you hear the voice of Christ through the gospel, whatever gospel we preach. We preach the voice of Christ. He invites sinners to come. He says that what? All ye that labor and are heavy laden, come unto me and I'll give you rest. Yes, Christo. The next hour, we don't know where we are going. So, see, and then what's in India? That is how hardness of heart is. So that's affecting. This is this, but I don't want to take it. Maybe I'm not ready. You harden your heart. And if you harden your heart, a day will come, God will let your hardness of heart be a judgment for you. You will never seek Him again. And that is your end. God is so merciful. And if He has given us time to hear the gospel again, let us remind ourselves and let us think through what James is telling us. That we don't know tomorrow. It says, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. What is your life? What is the bound or the duration of your existence? Can you determine it? say, Emra Betnasi, any young Magia, how a bravo bed, and the Fubay, can you go to me? I do, and that's what we to say, a bit to me, I said, the old, maybe a Betnasi 90 years. Oh, make me a chance to see that my mother is brain. I remember, I said, can you of a certain thing? You cannot. What is your life? What is the bound or duration of your existence? Friends, this question must be deeply considered by even the young people among us. Because, you know, when you are young, you think that you have so many years to live. And that when warnings about life are told, you think, oh, for me, it's the old dash will die. My sister, James, question of that said, Unqua at the same, said, Unqua, Nisa, and Rebeji, and anyhow, I'll get a chance to see you soon in your mobile. I say, sign it here. I'm so good to be a Yanwana. Wouldn't he? Now, Mr. Asama, James, if you say, or say, Yenia, Yam Parawa, you agree with me, if you say, and Rebebreno, say, Usha, who is the one coming brave, put that down. The children die, adults die. Children can die before their parents. Parents can die. I mean, death, babies die. So don't let anybody think that for the old people should die, the young people should live. No. What is your life? James is asking. What is your life? Have you asked yourself, do you know how long you live and what you can do? No, we don't know. What is your life? So it's a question that, especially the young, should consider it. Because you don't know your life. And James tells us the division of the life. He said that it is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Or say, it is a cuckoo. Because the one who is the one who is the vapor, who will never. A who in how many seconds never? A buy a penny. What's the time? A cuckoo. See, I'm quite a cuckoo. So that if you don't know the duration of life, look at the vapor, how it appears and as soon as it goes. So we name Mkwa Mesima Nimro said it's not the she makes my own radio and yeah who won the bar. Yema and Onkayo. As soon as it appears, the air blows it away. That's how life is. Millions who have lived have all disappeared. This world, ever since creation, millions have lived. Where are they? Are they all living? No. They have all gone. We also shall follow them. Nipa pipi ne omatrasi. I was as a mra and bobo yasi. Oh, Yomoko, Yelso Yabetuas. Yes, we to Abba, Yelso Yabetuas. But you knew how Yabetuas. Say Yabetuas or Yamkara bring me, and as Yabetuas in Yabonko. We don't know. So you see how it is a great thing to think about these things. You know, the achievements and the names people make in this world, after they are gone, it hangs around for some time. But you know, a few generations to come, then those achievements are. Spoken about. Whatever, however great it was, they will scarcely be taken notice of. The ones that were, maybe, for instance, those like, what do you call it? If you read Ghana history, as we are going to independence, they will read the history of those, our big men who, fought for independence. After the independence, how many people think about them again? Huh? How many people think about that again? And yet, if they live all their life, secure independence of Ghana, they have lived in vain and they have lost their soul. If they never sought Christ, if they were never saved, whatever they did for Ghana is vain. It's for this world. One day this world will be taken away. Where is the record? Where is the remembrance? In heaven, there will be no remembrance that there was somebody who fought for Ghana. No. There will always be remembrance that there was a sinner who came to Christ and repented and sought his forgiveness. That record is in the Lamb, his name is in the Lamb Book of Life. As for him, then can say, oh, being a child, you know, you can't imagine see your mind. Then we, ni pa, ni record boy have been near or any boy in here, or by his Christo, best seven, fight any money. I'm not an easy way to stop, ne, enquire money. So better than say about Bradley, we didn't enquire. So that is it. So you see that three generations come and go, the work of great men are what? Very taking notice of. Works of art, science, great leadership, great thinkers. The affirmations are there, but their parents are gone and the barely will even take notice of that. So as we consider this, and truly, as Peter, 1 Peter 1:24 tells us that for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. So you see that grass. When grass grows, few times we cut it off. Then also, they are not even like trees that will be left to grow. We just cut them off. That's how our life is short. Peter is also telling us, grass have a short life. We just lash it off whenever we see that it has come up. So he's telling us that the human life is short and weak. It has no endurance. And the glory is not as a fading flower. If you don't know the excellence or the glory of God, look at the flower. Just look at the flower. It comes nicely, a few hours, it shrinks, and it is gone. So, was it Peter and so, check across there. Nipayam quite say, in church, grass, no, I don't. Grass, in here, how many times? Few, a month or two, they will cut it down. And now, I say, Nipayam, you knew Yam to say, flowers, in shrink, flowers. Flower, I saw how many days, lady. Not to all the glory of man, all that people pride in, wealth, status, skills, beauty, learning, whatever, is as the flower. Look at the flower, and soon those things are gone. I think 2 weeks or a week ago, I read about Michael Schumacher. I'm sure those of you who like Formula One, sports, you are familiar with this name. Well, by education, educate also, he's off the scene. He was one of the best drivers of all time. I read that around 2013 he had an accident. He was skiing, and he had an accident and his head hit a rock and he got a brain injury. And for about 10 years, he even fell into coma and his mind was even almost deranged. And he's no more now. Life is even hard for him to keep. But he was even one of the richest sportsmen in the world. Popular, and but he's now not able to compete again. And he is now in a mood of sickness. That's how life is. It's uncertain. He was just, I think he was on vacation. This was not even his normal racing work. He was, I think, on a vacation. He was came somewhere, and his the boot slipped, and then he fell into a rock. He said, "That's something." So that is how, and now he's injured. That's how life is. One day we are the glory shines, and the next day we fall off. That's how life is. Friends, it's not wise to move about day and night, every day, and our main focus is this fading temporal life. Yes, we don't have to forget about life. We have to maintain it and do work and everything. But that is not our purpose for this world. Let us not wake up every day, labor, and we think that all that we have to maintain is our temporal life. No, that's just a small part of the purpose God created us. If we pursue this fading and what temporal life, thing for this temporal life, we lose, because it will be unwise to pursue something which is for temporal use and then you neglect something which will be with you for a longer period. Everybody will tell you it's unwise. So the Lord Jesus Christ himself told us in John chapter 6, verse 3, he says that, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Also, Mamu Bramu, who Emma, Adriania, a bet says, you see, and then Mamu Bramuma, Adriania, bet that's up or down to me. And no, na the Nipa Bana de Bamamo, and no, not a January day. I did not too. That's our assembly kind. Now, why a miracle? And I'm feeding of who is really. And I'm promoting it. Don't matter if you know, so I have a ride, I have a nap. Who quiet and I am. To whom we know, Okajam said, Mom, and yes, America may have Mamu Jimmy too, who said, Be a man for no more. If you are now moody and in a motion, Mamu Hamu may be an Ebiania for a bravo, a sound fine pet. The Mom Hamu and Ma Mokram Haji, and then that Yakupon, a pet at the Mom. This is just Christ himself wants us, say that we should not labor for our temporal life. Yes, we have to work, spend life to do something, but Your temporal life, that's all you have put all your mind in, will be destroyed one day. We shall all die. This life will end. So my question to you is, what do you spend your life for? Up to today, what have you spent in your life for? Is it for just what you eat, what you drink, what you wear, or how you live? Oh, then you are missing the purpose of life. So, when you have to say, then what should I say? Because of Abraham, who qualified? So, we are the obedient, the obedient, the obedient, and then Abraham will move on. And then, so, and then, you are not living for that purpose. You are missing it. You are made not for this life. You have an undying soul to secure. Oh, a cry on which you must say, we can invite you. Also, if you say, negotiate. And for your soul to be secured, it has to be in Christ Jesus. So, O Kra, Beye, Benya, Bevia, and Hobatonona, I can say, Onya Bainborn, this is all Christ to move there. Unless you are in Christ. In Colossians 1:14, we are told that in whom, that is Christ, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. If you are in Christ, if your faith is in him, if you have repented of sin and trusted in him, you have secured your soul. Because it is him that we can be brought back from the slavery of sin. It is he that can redeem us. It is he who can draw us back from our sinfulness. And before God, it is by him that we can have forgiveness. Then our souls will be saved. Then we shall have that comfort that one day we also, God will look at us and smile upon us. So, yeah, yes, Christo, nimu jape in its fear bonica. I look at your fear bonica if you home. It is here when you move the air, your cra, a bamboo, your cra, a wonka. So, as I come to my conclusion, the psalm we just read, Psalm 90, verse 12. So, Moses, considering the uncertainty and the brevity of life, prayed this, said that, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The Psalm 90 was written by Moses. So he himself thinking about life. Somebody commented that he thinks that Moses wrote it when they were in the wilderness, and then when the people sinned, and God said that they were going to roam for 40 years, and then all those who have sinned will die. And maybe Moses was thinking about how people were dying one by one, and then he looked at life and said, oh, so is this all that life is about? Then he thinks that, oh, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. It's the right experience. May I can't end that aka. Yet to me, the Yadrin and Ayakuma are doing Yansa Sem. Yansa Sem to a better and find Yamia crowd. So may we pray like him for grace so that we may understand how short life is and how we may really seek salvation for our souls. So that we may soon, as soon we shall live here, we will prepare for eternity. And not to think that life is about food and drink and dress. No, life is about eternity. Life is not about food and drink. These are just temporal. You see, we are always deceived to think that we have more time to prepare. And the last thing I will say also is that you see that God has stamped uncertainty, brevity, and vanity around this temporal life. Now, go on, sir. If it's a born into one day, I may say, young who you name the ABC, Abraboa, a young one, a year, and now Abraboa, who another Yoma, and if I saw a pair of wishes, or sir, and fine. Now, go on, I understand. Okay, Romans and praise, I say, he has subject this world to vanity. And it's because of sin. It's God who has done it. He has done it. So that we cannot have any hope and certainty in this life. Yet, amazingly, he has assuredly promised that we can be certain. As I said when I started, of obtaining what? Eternal life. If we seek it. You know, eternal life might be sought after. How do you seek for things in this life? You seek them. You go for it. You labor. You do things. You wake up, you think how you are going to go to work and earn income. But what about your soul? You think that you don't need to seek it? We have to seek it. Okra and quite your soul, you share. You better refuse all, Mr. Ria, my dream, my quick, you ma, the median, and I don't know who saw us all, you share. Samson, your crown, as your sister, your crown, your man is your sister. Now, who bomb, Eddie, Emret, Yadia, two young farm, or Samson, you who you name, or your soul, young punk, I tell you what, as his name. Say down for there, but she was saying, look to me in ya. In 1 John 5:11-12, it says that, and this is the record that God has given to us. This is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath no life. Do you have Christ? Is Christ your possession? You know what salvation is about? It's a two-way. I give myself to Christ, Christ gives Himself to me. Many people think of giving themselves to Christ just like that. Has Christ given Himself to you? Then you have His life, you have eternal life. You have a life that will make you be changed, become a new person. That's what Christ, when we have Him, He changes us. Some people think of, normally this contemporary music that comes, I give my heart to you, has Christ given Himself to you? So those songs are faulty always. They always think one way. I give my heart to Him. Has Christ given Himself to you? That's what it is. Yes, you have to give yourself to Him. But has He given you His life? Has He given you the life that will make you change your heart? That will make you have a new perspective of life? That makes you to love God? That makes you to desire to live right? People don't think. They think of, I give myself to you. Has Christ given Himself to you? That is the question. If I break again, so with the mama used to, I'm saying, you know, I'm going to say, so I am, you know, and throw him if you said, I'm going to say, with the mama, right? And with the mama, right? I'm saying, what do you mean, right? Also, the mama, one. Bible, the church said, the woman was sick, so didn't mind. The first thing was this: he that had the son, to have something is to have it in possession. So we will be always cast out with the show, but to do a Christian, so you have to know, you know that you have Christ. So we cannot, assume about salvation. If we have Christ, peace to us. You know it in your heart. His life lives in you. His principle moves you to love God and to face Him and to seek to live for Him. So we see that Christ alone is the one we need to have that certainty of life is in Christ. He died for our sins, punishment. He died that we might live. He spent His life on the cross so that we can have His life in us. And those who claim to give themselves to Christ, as I will repeat again, do you have, is Christ your possession? The life of Christ, has He been given to you? Do you have it? Again, just Christ told Martha in John 11:25, said that I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. Spiritual death. Though you are dead in sins and trespasses, you shall come back to life again. And also at the day of the resurrection, you come back to your body will come back to life again. And when you die, your soul will live. Your soul will not die. Though you die physically, your soul will have peace with God. So friends, I've come to the end of my speech. But the whole thing is, if you don't have Christ, if you know you don't have Christ in you, that you don't have eternal life, you can have Him now by repentance, by coming to Him and asking Him to forgive your sin, and asking Him to wash you with His blood, and having faith that He died for your sin. This is the way to have Christ in you, and also to give yourself to Him. Because He has promised to forgive you and change your heart and give you a new life. So that He will give you His life. John, 1 John 5:11 says what? This is the record. God is a testimony of God that He has given to us eternal life. And do you have that eternal life? You will have it by faith in Christ. So you come to repent of sin and trust yourself into Him. So we are sure that salvation is certain. Let everything in this world pass away. Let even life goes away. But if we are in Christ, we are sure we shall live again. They will Christ to us, and that's what they're better than us to do. And that is the hope. And also, it tells us what? This is a blessed hope. This is a hope of needy sinners who are perishing for damnation. Let's pray.